and welcome to another episode of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, a weekly podcast where we discuss the best show on television, RuPaul's Drag Race. My name is Nick Kachanov, and joining me, as always, is my co-host and favorite squirrel friend, Amanda Kaczynski.
Hello! I have a little bit of a tummy ache today.
I know, Amanda just had a Tums or two. I was talking to someone about Tums, and like, I always take two. Do you take two or just one?
No, I take one, and then like, because two is just overkill of like,
yeah, it's a lot.
Sweetness.
Yeah.
And, you know? Anyway.
All right. Well, if you noticed, I said that was a weird intro. I don't know what I said. I said where we discuss instead of where we recap. Maybe I'll change it to discuss.
I wasn't listening.
Great. Anyways, welcome to another episode, Squirrel Friends. We have a lot to cover. It's Snatch Game, bitches, so buckle up. I want to talk first about our cocktails. So what are you drinking, Amanda?
Well,
today's cocktail.
I'm not drinking, but I looked up every like person on the panel, like Cher, Jessica Simpson. Like I tried to, and I could not find anything good.
I struggled too.
I was like, this should not be that hard. There's like eight celebrities that I could like pull from. Then I decided I was gonna do like something stupid and just like do a Beyonce themed cocktail and just like do something with lemonade in it. But I like, but I don't want to be all like, act like I'm into Beyonce. So I found this really awesome drink called the Shenanigans cocktail. The
Ooh, Shenanigans. Yes, that's right. That's
Shenanigans
a key word.
In the front row. Far too much. So listen to the ingredients in this thing. It's like a meal. Okay, so it's bourbon, which is great, lemon juice, an egg white, so I guess
wow.
It's supposed to be frothy, Pinot Grigio, tarragon simple syrup. That's disgusting.
That's like very Ina Garten, if I've ever heard it.
I know. What is tarragon? Yeah. That's like a licorice?
It's like, tarragon is like, it's an herb.
Well, I know it's an herb.
But what does
it
taste like?
Like?
I don't know. I mean, I know I've had it before, maybe. At least I like to think that I have, but nothing's coming. So, move on.
a drop of Herb Saint. I don't know what the fuck that is. And then an ounce of blackberry and peach puree. Wow. And Saint Germain, my favorite liqueur of all time.
Jesus. Is this like a pitcher drink or just one drink?
No, it's one. The pitcher is of one martini glass.
Wow. That's
one
of those things where they like smack the like leaf of basil to like wake up.
It's mint.
I can't do that with mint.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe it does wake up whatever
it does.
Wakes up, but it like annoys me for some reason.
It's just with mint. I slap mint whenever I go to.
Amanda slaps mints all the time.
I'm slapping mint all day long at that. In that
She's
place.
In the grocery store. She like tests it out.
I'm slapping that mint.
good.
Are you drinking?
I'm drinking.
He's drunk already, everyone. Yes!
I didn't eat dinner. I came home still doing size. This is week three. It's really hard, you guys. I'm struggling. Today's song was Chandelier by Sia. That was the song that we sized it up to. It's going well. And anyways, I didn't eat dinner and I just started drinking. So that's what you do after a workout, right?
It gets you drunk the quickest because you're all dehydrated.
And
everything's flowing in there. Yeah. The juices are flowing. And like your body is just craving any kind of like substance. So you put alcohol in it and your body just absorbs the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's great. It's probably not the most healthy, but I'm doing it.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking, it's called the Giraffe Cocktail in honor of Chad Michael, since this was her episode.
Good. There
and
you go.
Giraffes are my favorite animal. Little known fact about Nick Kachanov.
I fed a giraffe one time.
I know. You can do that at the Pittsburgh Zoo, and I don't know why I haven't done that yet. So I got to put that on my, like, to-do list.
I was terrified.
Their tongues are crazy. They're like big purple dicks flying at you.
Which curl up. Technically, that shouldn't freak me out, but...
I know. Amanda's like, I should feel right at home, but for some reason...
It was just... That was too much.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
All right. Go ahead.
Anyways, it's Midori, vodka, pineapple juice, and cranberry juice. So it's pretty simple. That's why I chose it. There was, like, something called, like, the Flaming Giraffe.
Yes, that's what you should have done.
I know, but it was too... I didn't have any of the ingredients.
Did you, like, light it on... Do you have to light it on fire?
Fire, yeah. Wow. It was too big of a presentation. Anyways, moving on to some, I guess, pre-bidness with birthdays.
Oh, well, that's only just birthdays.
Only one birthday this week. And it's a queen that we're kind of just
Nick
like,
spoiled it for me. He accidentally said it, and then he's like, oh, damn it, I spoiled it. And I was like, that's the least exciting
Man's
thing
like,
ever.
That's...
I don't care about it.
So Vivian Panay is turning, what do we got here? She's turning 32. On July 2nd, which is tomorrow, because we're recording... Not July, wow. August
2nd. Oh, it is
2nd.
August.
Yeah, wow. This year, DragCon is like a month-ish away,
oh,
Amanda.
Oh my god, don't even get me started. I bought a dress. It's kind of slutty.
Nice.
Well, it's not. It's kind of flowy and tie-dye at the bottom, but then the top is like almost crocheted. And there's all these big like holes near the tits. You can see some cleavage.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to wear.
I'll be thrusting my cleavage in your face all day. Get ready.
I'm going to wear like what Willem wore on the runway this week.
What did he wear?
It was like almost dominatrix with like
oh,
the big
yeah,
tits
that's
and the
one
lace.
With the foxtail. And you were like, oh yeah, maybe. Yes. And I was like, no, he did. He was definitely wearing a foxtail. And I was right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was. I don't remember that argument, but I'm sure that...
Oh, I do.
Well, you are right.
Remember
I remember. You have a list of every argument we've ever had.
I just unwrap a scroll right now.
All right, so moving on to some bidness. What do you got? Tell me about it. Tell me all about your week.
Well, this whole thing is keeps getting... more and more complicated with this Valentina M&M's shit. And Z Machine sent us
Z Machine, yes.
I did kind of read through a bunch of that, but I mean, this thing was like a forensic investigation.
Epic, yeah.
It's like the Warren Report.
Yeah.
but I did read through it, and like halfway through, I was like, okay, so basically the moral of the story is that I just don't even care anymore. That's like what I learned from
Yeah, I think it's
like,
already starting to blow over a little bit.
It's just basically
at least
that a bunch
eyes.
Of them are dicks, is basically what the. Valentina's
yeah.
still a dick, but there's other ones
not
that are also
dick.
Not
yeah,
the biggest
yeah.
dick.
Yeah.
So, huh, I don't know if I really care anymore. But on that note, I forgot to say this on After Hours, but Stalker Channing sent us, I think she tweeted it to us, this clip that made me love Michelle Visage. Did you watch it? It was her on Hey Queen.
Yes, I did watch that clip. Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I guess, yeah, I don't know what was even asked, because it just lays right into her speech, but she's like, I don't know what she's saying, you describe it.
She was saying something about, like, it was about queens who,
won't do an autograph.
Won't do an autograph, yeah, it was just basically what we've been saying all along, like, it is a privilege to do what they do, and, I mean, it's kind of blending with what Bianca Del Rio said. Like, you are a man in a dress at the end of the day, too. And people want to see you. And people... this is what she said. She said, like, kids who come to see the show, these, like, younger kids, like, 15, 16-year-old kids, that they don't even have $15
yeah.
to pay the money. But they find it. And they come and see you. And they look up to you. And they want your autograph. So just... sign the
yeah,
fucking
and
autograph.
She's like, who are you? Like, who are you that
yeah.
you can do that? And she's like, if anyone ever asks me for an autograph, I will always do it. And that really did make me like her. And it's like, it's moments like that where I feel like she's being real and she's not
of
like,
of course, yeah.
She's not like doing a character. And I just loved her.
Yeah.
And it was
I think
very
you and
humble
Michelle
of
made
her.
Sacred best friends.
I think we actually really would be.
I know. I love it.
I think that's why I think I'm just like projecting a lot that I just,
exactly.
I don't want to admit how much I am like her.
I was talking to Dragaturg Dan on. Like a while ago, he said the exact same thing. He's like, I think deep down, Amanda and Michelle are a lot more alike than she thinks.
I know, I've always
yeah.
known it.
You're like, I've always known.
Okay.
Just stare out the window.
I'm coming to terms with it. Okay, and that's my only bidness. I got some pre-gaming, some good.
All right, pre-gaming. I have two pieces of bidness. Today I bought a KitchenAid mixer. I'm very excited
Stop
about it.
Stop the presses,
I just,
ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone, because that shit is expensive. So what I did was I looked on the Facebook Marketplace, which is like Craigslist for Facebook, and I found one for like $100.
What are you going to make?
Cakes, cupcakes, breads, homemade whipped cream. I got it all planned out. I'm excited. I have the, I don't know why, but I think when I moved back from New York City, when I was working at Barnes & Noble, I bought the Magnolia Bakery cookbook with, like, all their cupcake recipes and their banana pudding. The banana pudding.
Does that have Nola wafers in it?
Yes, it's so good. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that, but I'm excited. I felt very Ina Garten, Barefoot Contessa. I felt like a rich white lady.
Right.
And I got it like at a great price because this bitch was like getting rid of it. She wasn't a bitch. She was lovely. she really was. She's really cute.
She's like listening to the podcast right now. It's just a single tear.
Yeah, exactly. She got a new one. It's fine. So she was getting rid of this. It's really going to be great. In other news, this is hot off the press. I've been holding in it for the last 10 minutes right before we started recording. I got word from one of my auditions that I had on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
That I have been cast as the baker in Into the Woods.
Nice. Best role. Yes.
Yes. So nice. I'm very excited. And it's actually, I think, like the end of October, early November. So we got some time. I'm excited. I can't wait. It's one of my dream roles that I've wanted to do.
I'm doing Into the Woods this summer. But just a concert.
Like, yeah. Well, you said, is it a Sondheim concert or is it just Into the Woods?
It's an Into the Woods, like, but just the full concert.
Oh, that's awesome. And are you doing more than one part? Because I know... Oh,
no, I'm just doing The Witch.
Ugh. Can you record it?
Last midnight.
I know. I'm like, I want to hear it, and I know the Squirrel Friends want to hear it. Remember Dan Reilly was like, Amanda, have you ever thought of putting your songs on whatever it was called? Do you remember?
And I was like, nope.
You're like, nope. Don't know how to do that. Don't want to. The world wants it. Anyone who wants to see Amanda sing Last Midnight Night, just tweet at us or something, because I want to hear it.
Well, I'm not recording it, so.
Great. I'm going to, like, fly up to the Hamptons in my helicopter and my KitchenAid mixer on my shoulder.
How long have we been, like,
just yammering on about whatever? Yeah. Okay. So, before we get into pre-gaming, one thing that made me LOL... is that Shane Camaro, I think, like, either wrote us a message or tweeted that she thought that the slurp sound that I play, it's called slurp, was actually, like, a bong, like a water bong, which makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, it does sound like that, kind of.
It definitely does. So, I mean, nothing wrong with that. So that's what I'm gonna think of when I hear that. Because I think we talked about that off the air, but we never talked about it on air, so.
You know what I want to mention? There's, like, a big... fight going on Facebook now about justice for the Honka Honka. People miss
I
it.
Know. Okay. I was going to make a Twitter poll, but now that
I'm
brought it up.
How can we please all of you? All we want to do is please everyone. We didn't know anyone cared about anything.
We want everyone
to
be happy with their designated sound effects.
So I don't know what
Maybe
to
we'll
do
both. Who
I think
knows?
We're just going to do one for Twitter and one for, you know, Instagram
that would be fun.
Or something.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll split it up.
Because I do miss saying it.
I know. We see you. Yeah, because we keep calling it. We got a couple people for We See You, but it's not that anymore.
It's Peaker-wise.
We have some thinking to do. Oh, okay. All right, so let's get into some pre-gaming here.
Okay.
Whoa.
That does sound like a water bong. It's not
yeah,
as
for sure.
Yeah.
All right,
not,
so what did you watch
bubbly.
This week?
Oh, okay, so I watched True Lies.
Yes, Keon is so excited.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen. I was literally just heckling it the entire time.
Oh, no, you were like that guy in Sex and the City, too, like, complaining about... The English guy that you were listening to, the video...
Remember oh yeah about, but yeah. I was like as the movie was going on I was like this could never happen. I'm like yeah just shoot right into the office building that your daughter is being held hostage in. I'm sure it'll hit everyone but her.
I did say that a couple times. I was like they would have all been dead by now. I think
he's
like
he is ultimately unfazed by everything. Like when he's with Jamie Lee Curtis and they have like guns in their heads, he's like looking at her like yeah what's the big deal.
Yeah, so relaxed.
His daughter's hanging out of a helicopter, and the last thing is he looks at her and he like does this winky thing, like, "Hey, I'm about to just take this entire airplane and veer it over to the side, but
barrel turn to the right.
I'll assume you hold on well enough that this guy flies off, but you stay on."
If that was me, I'm like, "I'm gonna turn the plane to the right."
All he does is make look over to like the right with his eyes, and then his daughter nods, and it's like, yeah, she'll be fine.
Eliza Dushku.
Yeah.
A young, yeah, it's great.
But then I also found, because I was like, no, there's no way I'm the only one that thinks this is a terrible movie, and I looked up, like, on podcast True Lies, and I found a plethora of new podcasts just dedicated to just, like, going back to old movies that used to be good and seeing if they are good anymore. And I found like three different podcasts, and all three of them just rip that movie to shreds.
Oh no. Well, Keon's blood is boiling as we speak.
I was just like guffawing out loud as I was walking dogs and listening to this.
Keon was like, she's gonna hate it. I know she will. She's like, she hates everything that I love. That's what he said. So, but I'm glad you watched it, and I'm glad that you're doing the.
I can see why everyone likes it. I'm sure if I'd seen that as a kid, I would have liked it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I understand. I would watch it again. It's so watchable. Yes. It's fun. It's a romp.
It is a romp. It's a lot of it's a lot of fun. And I'm glad you're doing the couple challenge as far as... we have to have, like, a hashtag for that. I'm trying to think of something like...
Yeah, we should challenge everyone else to do that with your, like, significant others. It's like,
I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head, but I can't. But, like, what we're referring to is if, you know, any couple out there that... because there are movies that Keon has not seen that I want to show him and vice versa. So that's what we've kind of been doing. Whenever we don't know what to watch, we each just take turns every week picking something.
Yeah, so mine list was... The one that he picked next was Terminator 2, which is great. We're on, like, a James Cameron kick.
That's one of Keon's, too. I've never seen any of the Terminators.
But when I was, like... 8 or where, right? Yeah. Like I could not tell you one single thing that happens in that movie. But I named my top 5 favorite movies, which is as follows. Number 1 is Requiem for a Dream. Number 2, nice. Sex and the City Part 1.
Yes.
Number 3, Waiting for Guffman. Number 4, The South Park Movie. And number 5, A League of Their Own. And the only one he has seen is South Park Movie. So,
wow, of course. That's like a guy movie.
So yesterday we watched A League of Their Own. And it was just
so
great.
Good. And that's...
He literally gave me, at the end of the movie, he turned to me and was like, are you crying? I'm like, you're actually quoting Tom Hanks right now. And I'm like, yes, of course I am crying. I always cry at this. Yeah, it is.
It's great.
Anyway, what's the next one you guys are doing?
The one that we watched on Saturday night was Clue.
Woo! Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was my choice that he had not seen. It took everything in me not to just be like, wait, do you see this part? But wait. You know, like one
watch,
of those, like,
watch
annoying.
Watch this part. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I would just, like, sat there. I was just, like, so filled with glee and happiness. It was
Did he like it?
He did. The Mrs. White scene, he loved Mrs. Peacock. I mean, who doesn't love Mrs. Peacock? It's so great. Another thing that we did see on Sunday as a belated Mother's Day gift was Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Well, the Pittsburgh CLO is doing it, so we went with my mom. It was lovely. That was the first Broadway show I'd ever seen. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, mine was Jekyll and Hyde with David, what's his name?
Hasselhoff. Ooh, my
voice.
Your voice
is cracking all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
All right.
Get into it.
All right. We're at 18 minutes.
That's pretty much
We covered it all.
Pre-gaming. Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay. So, let's get into this episode. We start after Madame Lequeer's elimination. It's very sad.
Did you see what she wrote on the board?
Yeah, it's Charon. Charon. Chad. That'd be their all-star's name.
Yeah.
Chad, Sharon, Milan, Dita equals true friends.
Willem's like, we're not true friends. I don't care. Which is probably happy too.
He doesn't give a shit. Madame, as he always called her. Everyone congratulates Latrice. She has a talking head. She feels like she's finally in the game. The other thing that I wrote, just because it was funny and it was a talking head of Kenya.
Yes, I wrote that too. I don't even know what she's referencing.
She's like, Mama, it's not what you say. It's
what
you
do. And she snaps. She's like, yeah.
Yes, it's so good. I love her hair. It's like curly and thick. It's great.
This mini challenge is a little... I always remember this to be the stupidest mini challenge.
Oh yeah,
ever. I hate it, and it just never ends. It never fucking ends.
It doesn't. No, I don't even want to, like. So, what do they have to do here? They had to blow a feather. They had to pin the chickens on Rue's face, and
they had to, like, lay an egg, which is. ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess. And that was, like, the final round, I guess. With
And they had to run between pylons with an egg between their legs.
Yes, yes. And that was, like, the big... And Fifi ended up winning. And the final was, like, Fifi, Dita, and Milan.
Wait, did you write down the Chad cringy moment of the episode?
No, wait.
Okay, it's where right at the beginning, Rue announces the mini challenge, and he's like, all right, well, today's mini challenge is called Beat the Cock.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Chad goes, cock-a-doodle-doo. And I was like, please just
But then he, like,
stop.
Licks his lips, and I got so uncomfortable.
I just
want to
be like, every time
out.
You think to say something, just don't say it. Just don't say anything.
Yeah. Isn't this crazy that we're, like, we're not against Chad Michaels. We love her. But for some reason, just revisiting this, I'm just annoyed with her at times.
If anyone did watch this episode, I promise that all Squirrel Friends across America had the same reaction to
and the world.
An upcoming talking head. So,
oh my gosh, with Chad, yes. Yeah, look at so, you. I mean, this is it.
Sharon is wearing a McCain Palin shirt, by the way.
I did see that, yeah, that made me laugh.
And Willem is wearing a onesie. So he was doing the man onesie before it became popular now.
Oh, like a romp him, if you will.
Oh, God, okay. Is that what they're calling it?
I guess so.
A
romp
him. I have like 10 rompers, and they are the most common. I don't know how it would be with a man, though, because you got that dick.
I know. I'll just like tuck it under. I want to wear one to the Lady Gaga concert.
Or
I'm
you
wearing,
just don't wear underwear and just let it be.
Yes. Let it go.
I said let it be.
I know. Okay. I could have did a Beatles reference, but I did.
All right. Just keep talking.
I like your chalice there. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Majestic.
Yeah.
She's drinking out of a chalice, everyone. Okay, so here we go. This is the main event here. Rue announces the snatch game, and Chad Michaels says something that just, like, shook Amanda and I to our core. This talking head. She watched it before I did.
I sure did.
So, Rue announces the snatch game, and Chad says... This classic, one word,
living legend,
which is two words. And also, he keeps going and says, get into it, babe. And then he does like, which is a total of six words. That's what made me laugh so hard. Because Amanda was like, you need to text me the minute you watch this. I was like, what? I couldn't remember.
Jumped up in bed and I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. No way that just happened. And I rewound it. And I was blown away that he has used that same term twice, word for word, and we, like, discovered it.
And we caught it. We caught ya. It's so funny. So, I mean, all those Squirrel Friends, I know All Right Mary got a kick out of that too, but we love that. One word, many words as you want, really. That's the rule for Chad Michaels. You can say one word, but you can say as many words.
He's talking about Cher, I guess. He's saying, like, oh, I'm going to be Cher. Yeah. And, oh,
one word, Cher. Why not say that? Oh, my God.
Or one word, legend.
Or just stick to one word. That's all we want.
Wait, All Stars, he says one word, a legend, right?
Yes.
But this is one word, a legend. Living legend.
Yes, so that's even worse, really. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's so good. God damn
it's
it.
It's so great. So after this is when I have the Fifi moment telling Chad about the phone call.
Yeah, because it's Chad's 8-year anniversary with his man.
Yes, so we obviously didn't mention that Fifi won the mini challenge. So Fifi comes up to Chad and says that she wants her to have his phone call. And he's like, I wanted to win it for you, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
And I just really feel... I mean, maybe he didn't intend to... I'm hoping that that's true. That's all I want to say. Because I feel like it was a very genuine moment.
Yeah.
With,
I think so, too. I think it's lovely.
The two of them. Sharon announces that she's doing Michelle Visage.
And she puts on Fifi... a fake nose.
Yeah, but she doesn't end up doing the nose for
I think
the game,
she. I
she?
Think she's just being a bitch. Like, yeah, I think she's just pretending.
For sure. Fifi says that she thinks that Michelle is a bad idea. She's like, this is where everyone's going to see that Sharon is not talented at all.
Jesus. Like, the producers are feeding her lines at this point during those talking head interviews.
I know. She has some great talking head during Untucked, though. It made me laugh. After the break, I wrote that Chad has this whole thing about, this whole rant about Cher. Is that the next note you had about how, like, name one film where she did the, like, the licking of her
is
lips?
Is this before, like, Rue talks to Fifi and stuff? Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
this
so
is
yes.
Before Rue comes in. So, Chad, it's very clear that Chad says, show me one tape where she did the whole and does like the lip thing or whatever.
She's very serious about this.
She is.
More so than I think Cher is. I'm sure Cher doesn't give a shit.
She's like, and Cher does have a sense of humor. We're like, we know. And Jiggly says, like, the bitch loves to talk about Cher way too much.
I love that on Lady Watch, they always talk about how when Cher first started Twitter, she would just always use the emoji of the ghost with the eye patch, like, for no reason. Like, she just loved it. And now she only refers to President Trump as, like, the emoji of a toilet. It's so good.
Yes, it's great. Love it, love it, love it. So Rue enters the room for some walkthroughs. He goes up to Fifi first.
You know that she's been hired all over the United States to do Gaga neck.
Well, I've been recognized for my Lady and Gaga impersonation. That's what
she gets really says. Defensive to Rue, and Rue's like, okay. She's like, I've been hired all over the United States to do my Gaga.
And Rue's like, desperately fine. Trying to a couple queens, not just Fifi, like, just read between the lines here.
It's a bad idea. Succeed. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so Kenya is next, doing Beyonce, of course.
And this is the same thing. Rue's like,
yeah,
do someone Puerto Rican, just please. That is, do I need to spell it out for you?
But Kenya's confidence is like unwavering. She is sure that doesn't look like Beyonce either. Yeah. Willem is doing Jessica Simpson. I didn't really write any other note besides that.
No, she was good. This also really wasn't a Willem episode.
Yeah, as much. I mean, yeah, she had her moments, yeah. But so Milan is doing Diana Ross, and like the thing about this is Rue loves Diana Ross. That's like one of his main queens.
Yeah,
and you could tell like when he tells Rue that he's doing Diana Ross that he has concern already.
It's like he's like, I just saw you do the acting challenge last week, yeah. And I don't think you can pull this off.
You gotta make her funny,
but she sure goes for it though. Wow. Yeah, The eye makeup
makes me so angry. And even in the untucked footage of her acting just like a lunatic, with that hair moment, she's like, my hair doesn't move. And then she's like, or her hair didn't move, but mine did. And she's like, with that microphone.
Oh, God.
What was she thinking?
I don't know anything really about Diana Ross myself, but every interview I've ever seen with her, she seems really just, like, soft-spoken.
Someone said in this episode, she floats. She's just, like, ethereal and just, like, kind of...
I feel like he might have been doing, like, Tina Turner, and he thought
then
that it was...
Then do Tina Turner! No, but
I think he got them... I think he got them confused. Because that's the only explanation for that. Yeah. Of why he would think that Diana Ross would be like that.
God, he should have did Tina Turner. That makes me upset.
Is
now.
Diana Ross the one that hit Eve's boob when she had that like at the MTV
yes.
movie?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But even
yes,
that yes. wasn't that was so, so that was like pretty ballsy. Yeah, subtle. But it was very yeah. just like soft spoken.
Tap tap.
Yeah. Tap yeah. tap.
So anyway. Chad is doing Cher and he says it's really important for me not to offend her. And RuPaul does he says, I'll see you later, and then he goes, ho. Oh.
And it's I just know, amazing. Yeah, and then it's like,
I know, and they show like Jiggly in the corner saying, oh my God.
Yeah, but there's no way that so was good. That was for that.
Oh, that was so funny. Edited. I hope it was. It seemed like it was. I believed it, I don't think so. Maybe it's just master editing there. All right, so Sharon is doing Michelle.
So remember finish your thought. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Fifi is doing Michelle and Fifi is watching from afar. Yes. It's just the way they set it up. So go ahead.
Do you remember when we all were, like, you, me, and Carissa were all genuinely confused as to whether Michelle was a man or a woman? Do you remember that?
No.
And especially after we saw, because this was, like, maybe the fourth episode we ever saw. Okay. So we were like, oh, because Rue says this. Rue's like, well... You know, we are supposed to be impersonating a woman. And the reaction is all very, like, everyone's taking it, like, Sharon's like, oh, I know, but,
yeah.
You know. And, like, they were playing it funny, but, like, we, all three of us were like, wait, but is she, like, a trans? And we were, like, looking it up, and like, we did actually look it up and, like, went on Wikipedia, wow, and we're like, no, she's a woman, okay?
She's a woman. I don't remember. I don't doubt it, but I don't remember it. Because it is a weird... It's almost as like... I think nowadays, obviously, Sharon is close enough with Michelle to make any kind of joke about her. But I think then he was sort of testing the waters. Because Rue was setting him up for that, like, punchline. He's like, well, you know we're supposed to be doing women. And Sharon could have said something really cute and clever.
Yeah.
But I don't think she wanted to, or just like didn't have it in her at the time. So who knows?
Whatever.
Okay, so now Rue announces the guest judges. We have Ross Matthews, who looks... this is like the evolution of Ross Matthews. He looks so polished nowadays. Not that he didn't before, but he just looks almost... I don't want to say pedestrian, because that's, like, negative. But, like, he just looks like a normal guy.
Yeah. But he's so funny on this episode. It was almost like he was, like, auditioning to be, like,
And, of course, the fabulous Loretta Devine.
Oh, I forgot that she was on this. And got and at, so after much. This, I, like, paused the show... And I made Radu sit there, and we both watched the entire Tony Awards performance.
I was just going to say, I was like, I hope you did.
Of course.
It's so good. The Dream Girls. Oh, it's so good.
They're all so good in that scene.
The argument. Love it. All right, where do we go? Are they all... Oh, and when they announced Loretta Devine, they showed every single black queen on the show. They showed Dita, Latrice, Milan. And it's so funny because Latrice looks like her face looks like she passed out in a bag of Doritos. It's so orange.
I know,
it's like so
I know.
Crazy. I just love these shots of Latrice like looking crazy. I love any queen that looks crazy. Like the whole, even like the pheromone when she's taking off her makeup.
Oh, God, that's the best shot. That was brilliant. That was a brilliant catch.
Yeah, that's the worst one. Yeah. But the best one for all the right reasons. All right. So, Snatch Game. Let's talk about it. Let's just go down the line here.
All right.
And, so Sharon is Michelle Visage. I wrote, she's fine. I think that her and Chad are actually probably the strongest.
Oh, definitely. I think if Chad hadn't won, then Sharon would have.
Yeah, most definitely.
Who was top three? Sharon, Chad, and Willem, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's like a safe bet.
Dita does pretty good. I forgot that Dita does really well.
Yeah.
She holds her composure. I mean, that's a given.
That's a given.
But she holds her composure really well through being in the middle of all that shit.
She is in the trenches.
And she, like, stays in character, kind of, too. I was, like, impressed with that.
Yeah. So, Milan is just terrible all around. And just that microphone made me so angry. And then, like, the white eyeliner underneath her eyes and make her look cross-eyed. I'm like, what did you think?
I really think that she doesn't... think Diana Ross is who she thinks she is. That's like all I can think. That's all the only explanation I can think of for this.
Willem is fine. Yeah, like we just said, I think that he probably would have placed third overall, like top three. But it's not like, yes, Willem. It's just like, okay, you did what you needed to do. He had some clever answers.
Yeah, and then they cut. Yeah, I was just gonna say they cut something in Untucked that was good.
Like the best moment, where he like pulls out. We'll talk about that during Untucked. So Latrice is just okay.
I think it's bad.
She like just eats the whole time.
Which is not really, I mean, yeah, we get it. Aretha Franklin's fat, but like she wasn't always fat and she's not even that. I mean, I feel like there's just so much more you can do with that. That's not the first thing I think of when I think of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, and I don't think Snatch Game is her strongest suit, because even in All Star she struggled.
I heard you went to the doctor yesterday.
Deep fried butter. And he's like, oh, are you doing Paula Deen?
Yeah.
He's like, and then he's just like, no.
But Oprah also loves deep fried butter. And Marie's like, okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
just be Jiggly. Funny. Be funny and make me laugh. That's just what he that's what he says whenever you can tell he's like not into it. He's like, just make me laugh.
you in danger, girl.
Who's next?
Like for real. So now we start the bottom row, Jiggly.
As
Snooki, which is a smart choice.
Yeah. She was referencing South Park too much, which is like not. It would have been more timely of a reference if she just left the South Park references out of it.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty. There's enough catchphrases in there that she was like set. She did like, "Are you a juice head, Ross?" Like
that was good. That was good.
Yeah, like that's it's just middle of the road.
But she kept saying Snooki wants smush smush, which Snooki has never ever said.
Yeah,
it's from South Park. It's a South Park reference.
Yeah. So moving along to Fifi. give it a twirl. Sorry, she's like, give it a twirl.
Radu thought she was good. He's like, oh, she looks like her. And I was like, no, she does not.
No.
Like, at all. Oh, at all.
Oh, at all.
I hate this. He says that she's wearing like an outfit. I guess this, again, I'm not a Lady Gaga connoisseur at all, but I guess she's doing a look that Lady Gaga did.
Probably an
iconic
look, I would imagine. Yes, I don't know. Sure. I don't know either.
I'm sure we're going to get 100 tweets right at this moment.
Tweet us.
Let us know. Read Send us a picture.
To Phil.
Send us a picture. Yeah. Try to prove that she actually looks like her, because Lady Gaga might be my 20th guess if you ask me to guess who the fuck she was being.
And it's just terrible. Dita is Wendy Williams and a nappy-ass wig. Yeah, but she is. She has the catchphrase down. She was probably like fourth in line as far as top. Tops.
She was the epitome of safe, but like a hard-earned safe.
Yeah, okay. So moving to, the epitome of not safe, Kenya Michaels as Beyonce.
I gotta say, she was trying. Like, she obviously came in prepared with some, they were all misses.
In her mind.
But, like, she's like, well, I'm gonna just say lyrics to her songs. Like, I'm a survivor. I don't know why she farts, though.
I know, that.
That was just romper room.
That goes. Oh. Crazy. We'll get to that in a second. This is just the introduction of
her falling over and then being like, I'm a survivor, and Rue's like, she's a survivor. He was like, yeah,
Rue is not having it.
At all. And then Jiggly needs to step it up, Nick, because Kenya's taking it to the extreme.
Oh my god, why? Like,
I would be like, yes, she's going crazy over there. All I need to do is just be safe
just
now.
Just phone it in. Yes. Yeah. But she's like, no, this is a challenge. I'm going to step up my game.
I know.
I need to be noticed. I'm like, that's the opposite of what you need to do. And clearly.
But I wonder if the reaction in the actual room, like people were laughing, like giving her pity laugh, or like if there was more of a response.
Yikes. So the first round of questions, I wrote Sharon is good. Chad switched his wig. Kenya Michaels, that's where she passes out. This whole bullshit, it's just crazy.
Did you write down what Ross said about
Milan?
He goes, that's a real heavy Diana Ross. That's like Diana Ross 4:30 in the morning after a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, it really is. So round two, Beyonce falls asleep. Kenya Michaels decides that it would be a smart choice to fall asleep. And Chad switches into another headpiece.
But does she say something after it? Like, does she at least say, like, I'm a survivor or something like that, or no?
Was that where she talked about the pills and she's like...
Oh, yeah, she was acting like
the medication?
Yeah, but I'm like, Beyonce isn't on medication. She might be, but it's not a thing. It's not like a trope.
Yeah, it's not anything that would be recognizable to anyone, like, as a joke. Sharon has some pretty great responses, and I just wrote Milan is terrible. And then round three is where things take a turn. It's like, it's even more uncomfortable than I remember it being.
It's real rough. Fifi's go-to is just doing, like, the monster claws. Like, that's what she,
The gyrations, yes, up and down.
And, like, Lady Gaga also, like, if you look at her in interviews, she also is super soft-spoken. And, like, she is a professional. She doesn't act, like, I guess on stage she, like, dances around and stuff, but I've never seen her act, like, insane like this. No. Like, unhinged.
Like, yeah, that's the perfect word for the entire front row, minus Dita and Chad, is just unhinged.
Chad has basically emotionally separated himself from the whole row. Like, he's
not even...
Yeah,
thank God he was on the end.
Yeah, thank God.
Can you imagine if he was where Dita was? Like, what would have happened then?
I think he would have shut that down real quick.
He would have shut that shit down, yeah.
Doesn't he cry, too?
I don't even know. He hugs Latrice, I know that. There's like a hug that happens.
Well, I'm sure the conversation happened like back at the hotel that night or something like that.
Oh,
between the two of them, because they're older. I'm sure they just sat down and were like, what the fuck? These children.
Oh my god. So this is where Jiggly reveals the Snooki one. Is it smush smush? Is that
Snooki
what it is?
Snooki wants smush smush.
Just like... sending like into Fifi, into Dita, and they're on chairs with wheels, which is nuts. First of all, like, why can't they just have chairs? Just give them a folding chair.
Because then I think they would have been more people like falling out of their chair.
Yes, that's true.
Yikes!
And then this is where we get the famous line, Latrice: the level of unprofessionalism far too much. And then right after that is when Kenya farts. It's like the perfect cut. Because as soon as Latrice says that, she goes...
Who says so shenanigans? Good. Doesn't Latrice say shenanigans at one point?
I think...
The
I
word
think
shenanigans is used somewhere in there.
It is. It is.
Okay, so the next day, or do you have more there?
No, I just have a couple more things, sorry.
Great, no, keep going. Because
Rue is just so... You could tell Rue is just like trying to keep it inside. So Kenya farts. It's annoying. And then Rue says, all right, Beyonce, calm your ass down. So good. You can tell he's so pissed.
I can't believe that he didn't make a speech, like, the next day to everyone.
We're going
to
reset. Everyone, cool it.
Yeah,
Rue.
Yes. Who did you think I was talking about?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about on set that day that he should have made a speech.
No, I'm surprised he didn't on the runway. Yeah.
So Rue says, all right, stars, you know, listen up. And then... Chad wraps it up with his final answer, which is really great. Like, obviously, Chad won this, hands down. Okay, so the next morning, Latrice is still feeling angry and emotional. It's so strange that she got that upset. I would be pissed, but I don't think I would cry. But you know how some people get pissed and then they start to cry?
I think she bottled it in, and like, I think it's the kind of thing where also then she was up all night stewing about it in her hotel room, just like staring at the ceiling, and she was getting more and more. She was just like fueling her own fire with it. And then you get into the workroom and you're finally face to face with all these people that you've been just wishing death upon all night. And like, I think that was her emotions. She finally got to actually say it.
And then the producers are like, why don't you go in there and talk to everyone, address it.
We're going to call everyone around the table and then you just go.
Yeah. You don't even need to. So Latrice says, the most romper room fuckery that I've ever experienced in my life. I could not believe the shenanigans. There it is. Shenanigans going on in the front row. And Jiggly says, I don't know where my character went. Like, it's like it walked out the door or something. It's like, what? Oh, God.
Oh, God. It was like a bunch of kids like on a sugar high or something. And they were all just feeding off each other. And that's where Chad hugs Latrice.
Afterwards.
And Jiggly apologizes and Sharon goes, well, it wasn't just you, which I loved.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't just you. And then Willem said, Some of the younger people should have been more sportsmanlike about it. And then Fifi just eye roll for days. She goes, I wanted to smack her. At her age, she shouldn't be so much of a bitch. And I was like, good one?
I know, exactly.
That has nothing to do with what happened.
And then this is without a doubt my favorite moment of the episode. And the only time that I really laughed out loud at Milan is when she's like, all right, well, we can all agree today is a new day and that you should bring your breast. And like as in, but she didn't say, she said, bring your breast instead of bring your best. And then Sharon is like, bring our breast. And then she's like, yep, that's what I meant. It was
funny. Oh, I missed that. It's cute.
Oh, it's so funny. Then Chad and Latrice hug. And then Chad goes off to call Adam, his partner, and it's just so
Who makes
touching.
His costumes? I'm going to wear that giraffe print, which is a great outfit.
I'm going to make the giraffe bodysuit that you made me. He's like, ooh, fun.
It's really cute.
So back in the workroom, Fifi, of course, defending her choices. I liked my Gaga, and that's all that matters.
She's still clinging on to that, huh?
And Kenya says, I'm going to go amazing. I don't know what she was talking about, but that was the note that I wrote down. All right, so runway? Runway. I am torn... Between this blue feather outfit, I love it and I hate it at the same time on Rue.
It's a little too big.
Yes, but there is part of me that's like, yes, this is so awesome.
I love it.
I love how it kind of swirls around her body, but there's part of it, I don't know what turned me off at the same time either. Loretta Devine, I love how she says, you look fabulous.
Yes.
I love how she said that. She's so cute. The runway theme was really... All that Rue said is, and tonight, they're dressed to impress.
Oh, I was like, they were like, Rue's like, I don't know, dressed to impress.
Just come out here and wear whatever you want. Jiggly, she's wearing this baby blue prom.
I like this.
Dress, quinceañera kind
she
of.
She does know how to dress her own body, flatteringly.
Yes.
Except for maybe the Float Your Boat episode.
Oh, that's a rough one. Good. Saint-Tropez.
Is that next? No.
It might be. God. Who knows? We'll find out.
I think it's Dragazines. No, it's Float Your Boat, because Malanga's home next. Yes!
Yes. All right, so moving on to Chad. Of course, we just mentioned that the giraffe outfit, love the hood and the peekaboos. I love those peekaboos on the thigh. It's great. And the booty. Milan, I didn't even write down what Milan. Oh, he had
Janelle Monáe. This is one of my top looks of the season.
It's cool.
I love it. I always loved it. She acts coked out, though.
She does. Oh, my God. She's doing, like, those ponies.
She's doing just, too like, much.
Crazy moves.
Like, just turn it down to an 8. She's at, like, a 30.
She could have been, like, so suave and cool and sophisticated.
Yeah. Oh, someone said it was, like, Sammy Davis Jr., which was exactly how, like, it was. But I think one of the judges said she
reminded... Michelle said that. Yeah, it made me laugh.
Which was really funny.
What Milan could have done is, like, padded a little bit. I don't know, like...
But she was... I think she was literally doing a tribute to Janelle Monáe, and Janelle Monáe is very tiny like that. Is she... Like, that... That's kind of what she looks like. She's not curvy.
I didn't like that the pants seemed big. If I could, like, take the pants in a little bit, like, towards the bottom, that's the only thing I would change. But
I thought her head looked great.
Love it. And one thing we haven't really mentioned, like, Milan can paint her face very well. Like, I've loved her makeup.
Not in Snatch Game.
Not in Snatch Game, yes, minus that. But, I thought she looked... Her face and her wig was great. But, unfortunately, it was a miss for the judges as well, too. But, so let's move on to Willem.
Leather and lace.
Love this look. His beard is showing.
Yeah. But, well, she's wearing a lot of black, which is probably doing a lot of shadowing.
Yeah, of course. Fifi in the most Fifi outfit that ever was.
What is this? I just wrote basic.
It was just like classic Fifi with those like pointy shoulder pads, like the classic. It looks like her entrance look, to be honest.
Okay.
Without the hood.
What color is it?
It was just, like, black. It was gothy and,
Whatever.
It looked good, but it was just, like, so Fifi that it didn't really show me any versatility or anything that I haven't seen before, her wearing them. So, Dita Ritz, black Barbie doll.
I love this Pat Fields, what she said, like, Pat Fields, like, the plush dress with all the little stuffed animals. But then that goddamn wig, it doesn't match the outfit, and it's just thirsty.
It's just a mess. Thirsty-ass wig. Moving on to Kenya, boxing is one of the most important sports in Puerto Rico.
I did not know that either. She looks good though. Beautiful.
She did. I thought she looked really great. Sharon loved the plastic surgery.
This is one of my top looks of the season too.
Yeah, it's great. Amazing. I love when she injects the lip. It's so funny. Latrice Royale just looking luscious in this blue dress.
God, love her.
She just dressed to impress. I think she knew she had like whipped
this
that
is
out.
This is the untucked where she's naked the whole time.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice it at first, and I was like, oh my God,
she has like a silver pillow, like a silver sequins pillow, like over her body the whole time, so it looks like it's like a dress, but then it's like, no, she wore blue, and that's when you kind of notice it.
Yes. Oof. So funny. Okay, so yeah, Latrice was the last one. So the only queens that are safe this week are Jiggly, Dita, and Latrice. Moving on the judges' critiques, the only thing that really annoyed me was the classic Michelle Willem. I feel like I don't know you yet.
Oh my God.
And then Willem says, I tend to feel like emotions are for ugly people. And no one laughed. They would have laughed.
I'm sure they actually did laugh because that's funny.
And they're like, no, no, we want emotion. And I'm like, okay.
It's like, you didn't get the joke.
Yeah. Michelle thought Milan looked like Chris Rock. And that's pretty much all I had about that. Next was Untucked. Did you have any other notes about the critiques before we move on to Untucked?
Rue says, like, speaking of plastic surgery, you chose to do Michelle Visage for Snatch Game to Sharon, which I thought was funny. And and Michelle's like, I'm not as old as you made me, bitch. I thought Michelle took it really well.
Yes, she really, really did. And it was a good impression. Like, if it was, like, a shitty impression, then it would have been...
You can tell that Sharon knows Michelle Visage reference and like how she talks and like you can tell she's seen her on like the
cadences in her voice. It was good.
Michelle says, I thought I was watching Sammy Davis Jr. And then about this might be at, like during Untucked or like while they're backstage, but Michelle says like when they're talking about Kenya, Michelle's like, what was that Beyonce though? And the way she says it is so good. And they all
yes,
laugh.
Yes.
And that's all it's... I have for all of that. So we can move on to Untucked.
Okay. My notes are kind of loose. I say that every week, but they really are.
I watched this on Monday and I don't remember any of it. So you just watched it. Well, I know. Once you start talking about it, I'm sure I'll remember it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So we have the three safe queens, Latrice, Jiggly, and Dita. And they said people are going to be upset that Jiggly was safe because she was one of the romper room fuckers in that front row.
But she also apologized.
That's true. That was my next note. Jiggly was the only one who apologized for her romper room fuckery. And this is where they show that Milan clip of her with the stiff hair. And it's just so bad. It's just like more terrible Diana Ross impressions. The queens do talk about Willem, and I found this interesting because Latrice is like, you know, she is one to watch.
Yeah.
Like, she is one smart cookie. And this is where they show the Jessica Simpson cardboard cutout thing that wasn't shown on Snatch Game, which would have been really funny.
Yeah, it was good.
She puts it in her space, and then she walks off the set, and Rue's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going to Macy's.
Yeah,
it was and it's a good
I
bit.
I don't know why they didn't show
works.
It. Again, I just don't think they wanted to feature Willem on this episode, because her shit's coming up.
Yeah, I think so. I think they were just saving it. The next thing that I wrote was the pink furry box, which is where... This is great. I loved this segment where they all had to do impressions of each other.
That was good. And I got everyone. I like called it out before like they did.
Yeah, it was really great. So it was just fun watching those queens do that. And I love like when I think it was Dita who did the impression of Jiggly, which is really great. She's like, I don't talk like that. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she was like doing the impression like of her. It was so funny. So the remaining girls come back and Willem says, Milan, your outfit brought me a lot of joy. And I said to myself, that man is having a lot of fun. But then I realized that a man is having fun, which is such a, so terrible. And Milan just like stares at her. She's like, well, what did you all think? She like changes the subject. It's just like the shade that Willem can throw.
I know.
They try to tell Kenya that she was nuts and Sharon made fun of her. She said,
oh,
I love the way your mind works.
I hated this.
She said, I love the way your mind works, but that made no goddamn sense. And she just laughs, and then Kenya starts to cry.
I know. It was so upset. Like, she shut that room down in a second. Because she's like, you don't understand me? Well, I don't understand you either. And that was so sad to hear. Because it's like, yeah, you're right. She understands you guys less than you understand her.
Exactly. And I just like, it was so heartbreaking because like, I can only imagine with the language barrier
and
everything
else. It must be terrifying for her. It's like she's swimming underwater, I'm sure it feels like.
The thing that really, really tore my heart open, she's like, I know that I'm talented and I just can't break through because I can't show you that.
She is talented and she's beautiful and...
Yes.
Oh, God.
She's got fire in her.
That's why they bring her back.
Yeah. I mean, Sharon gives her a hug. She's like, I know I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
But but I want you to know I love you, she said. And then Kenya kind of shifts it a little bit to, like, thank everyone for being her friend. And then Willem cries, and it's weird, and I hate it.
This
so
whole
much.
Thing was so
Well, that's
weird.
Later on the runway,
I know.
And we'll get to that. It's
But
so weird.
There was a genuine moment, though, where... they all kind of move on from just talking about Kenya, and then it just shows Willem kind of looking at Kenya and then having, like, a realization, and then she just goes and hugs her. Like, while it's not even really about her, they're all talking about something else, and then just in the background, Willem just goes
yes.
and hugs Kenya. Which
I do
I
see that, yeah. Yes. Latrice ends everything by giving, like, another great Latrice speech, and then takes us to church. Jesus is a biscuit, and kind of wraps that up. But then we do have this other Untucked moment where this is moving on to more runway bullshit that I just really was annoyed with. Willem, when he's like, I never really had, you know, drag queens as a friend, you know, like, I'm an actor. And he's like, I was on Boston. I can't even.
And she was like, great.
Okay.
Yeah, like, sure.
God,
if you,
like,
if
I was
you
in
say so, that's basically what she said.
And this is like my favorite Fifi moment. He was like, I was on Boston Public with you. And he's like, bitch, shut up.
Which, I mean, so we were all thinking that.
But yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, this is, it's not genuine. It's like a produced moment that maybe they asked him to do, but he is not succeeding.
No.
So I don't know what that was. So bring back My God.
No, you forgot the whole part with Willem because he says I was on Boston Legal or Boston Public?
Public.
Okay, Boston Public. And then she goes, I just love these girls so much. And it's just so sad to know that in order for me to win, they're all going to have to go home. And like everyone in the room was like, oh,
record scratch.
Yeah, like no one knew what, everyone was baffled as to how to react to that. Didn't really land. God.
I know. And then he says, and I'm not acting. I swear to God.
And they're like, just all right, you're not acting well.
Yeah. So Chad wins the challenge, which we all know. Willem and Sharon are safe. They make Fifi sweat a little bit. They make Fifi just like, we are going to make her crack. She's like, Fifi, you are safe. Bring your A game. She's like, I'm telling you, Fifi, you better come harder. Like, that's not what she needs to hear, but I know that it makes more drama within the show.
Oh, so, yeah. They got her. Oh, if anyone cracks ever in the history of Drag Race, it's Fifi.
So this leaves, obviously they tell Fifi she's safe and she cries. And that's when Rue like scolds her, leaving Milan and Kenya in the bottom. The lip sync, I could not remember what this lip sync was.
What was it?
But it's Vogue by Madonna.
Oh yeah. Milan nails this shit.
Yeah. I could tell that Kenya was giving a lot of energy, but Milan has a different sort of vibe and interpretation of the song that really kind of set her apart.
Yeah, he had a better reference, he was voguing. Not so much voguing, but he was posing, at least. Yeah,
those shapes, making shapes with his body, and it was more stylistic. Kenya with her fouettes, just twirling.
Giving us a little preview for what's to come.
I know, yeah, natural woman, it's great. They both drop at the same time, which I loved. I do think that Kenya did have a lot of energy. Milan just happens to be, in the foreground.
Yeah.
More so than her. And at one point, they're, dancing with each other. I was like, what is happening here?
It was not a memorable lip sync.
Yeah, it wasn't. With that being said, Milan won. Yes, she deserved to win. Yes. But, so there's that. So Kenya Michaels sashays away, only to return a couple more episodes later. All right, that means it's time for a last call where Amanda and I recap our favorite and least favorite moments of the episode. So what was your least favorite moment?
Ooh, I guess just the cringiness of the front row shenanigans.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of mine for sure. In addition to that, to add on it, I would just say that my least favorite moment is Willem crying and fake crying.
That was really rough. That was terrible.
Really annoying. In addition to the
and we
row.
Love Willem. We're on Team Willem this year.
Yeah, just
but
like,
that
what was going
awful.
On there?
Yeah, I don't know. What I was hope going that they on. Cut some stuff. I hope there was some more reference in there to like weave the whole thread together, but I don't know if there was.
It was real rough. Yeah. All right, what was your favorite moment of the episode?
I mean, I've never felt more joy and shock and disbelief as when Chad Michaels said one word, living legend.
Legend.
What did she say? Get into it, girl, after that or something like that?
Yeah, it was get into it, babe.
Oh, God.
That's what he said.
That's rough.
Six words.
That's rough stuff.
One word equals six words with Chad Michaels.
What about you?
I wish you would have remembered this moment, but when Milan said, bring your breast, it made me laugh so hard. It just tickled me pink.
Okay.
So that was one of my favorite, that's a runner-up.
Hey, it's nice that he gets a little shout-out.
Exactly. And then, of course, the Chad Michaels moment. And Chad Michaels in general during this episode really nailed it. Yeah. So that was my other favorite part. And the one word, of course.
You know what we forgot to do? Is to have you take a shot.
Ooh, but I do have
guess what, guys?
My bottle of vodka right here.
You better do it, because it's time for Nick to read three reviews this week, guys, and one of them is a doozy.
I have my bottle of Absolut Vodka.
You're just drinking straight out of the bottle. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, God, my throat is burning just watching you do that. Yeah, you better. What were you chasing it with? Like wine?
I have this Schweppes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Orange sparkling water.
Nice. It's good. All right, great. Well,
it's like Le Croix. All right, y'all, we have three reviews to read. I'm going to save the best for last. Not that the other two are not just
the
as
other
good,
one
just
is literally just to make Nick sweat,
yes,
specifically.
Absolutely. So let me pull this up here. So the first review is by Pistoloki, which is a great name, and it's entitled "The Only" or "It's Only Everything I've Ever Wanted." So Pistoloki writes, "I am obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race, and I live in the middle of Oklahoma, where everyone somehow thinks that makes me a lesbian?" Question mark. "And I would just die and go to heaven with all the rest of the dogs if I have a buddy who would sit and talk to me about all things Drag Race. I'm so jelly and also so tickled to have found this podcast. I can't get enough. So thrilled y'all are going back to season 4, totally one of my faves. I would love it if you would invite me to join you for season 5. I watch everything WoW presents and I get all of your reference. Bye, my squirrel friend."
Yay!
So thank you. I think that I did a pretty good job at reading.
Yeah,
that.
I was like, I wonder if you were. I was holding my
breath. I was sweating though. Yeah. All right. So here we have by Kristen. Oh no, it's with minus the T. It's like K R I S I N L A.
It's Chris in L A. Jesus. But you can spell it out if you want. Do you want to spell out the rest of the review?
Oh God. Here we go. It's starting. "Better than a magnum of champagne and then it cut it off, but that's okay. Chris in LA." Oh my God, I can't believe I said Chris. Chris. "I think you'll be..." Oh, this is such a good... This is so funny.
Every sentence is a Drag Race reference.
Self-referential, yeah, it's great. "I think you'll be in agreeance that Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour is one of the most entertaining RuPaul's Drag Race podcasts out there. All right, Mary? Now go binge listen those back episodes." Back episodes? "Get your guffaws on with Amanda's shenanigans with a T, and drink, and take a drink every time Nick's intoxicatingly soothing voice suddenly turns 12 again," which it does.
You would have been drunk by 10 minutes into this episode.
I know, yeah. "Much. And go buy a Squirrel Friends cocktail." Well, cocktail? I was like, cocktail. It's happening, everyone. Oh, my voice. Oh, God.
Okay. I am living for this.
I just need to regroup. "And go buy a Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour mug. You'll be feeding Latrice Royale.
Yes!
P.S. If you want the real tea, reduce the podcast speed by a half and brace yourself for some genuine pheromone season 9 reunion. You don't love me. True Cocktail Hour realness," which I would love to go back and
I
do.
Would never.
You don't.
I feel like we're already that's probably how it sounds. We're already so drunk and like lazy enough. I can't even imagine what we'd be like at half
speed.
Oh my
gosh. It's great.
All right. So this next one is from Luke Stammen, who actually he went back in and re-edited. He sent us a message telling us this too. He's that like, went in and re-edited my review so that Nick has to struggle his way through it. So
there is how you do. A lot. I'm going to take one more sip before I read this. Yeah. All right. "This one's for you, Nick, by Hee-Hees, yo." Who knows what that means?
I think it's like Hee-Hees, so, yo.
Yo. All right. "So sometimes I surreptitiously surround myself with self-serving, serendipitous, celestial, solar-sounding sounds of super stupid, special, cynical, superfluous, sightseeing, selective, serotonin-enhanced, sucky staggers." Yes.
That was good. Wow.
It's like an acting rubber baby buggy bumpers. That's what I do before every role. "But then... I found this podcast. Since then, I promptly pound preemptive ponders into my presumptuous position. Not only do the Squirrel Friends illuminate my intuition on intelligent inquiries of incognizant iterations of ideas and insurmountable issues, they also bend my belief of bountiful boundaries believed by beautiful, bodacious, bestial beings the world round."
You did it! That was not
I
good.
Did it. I was, the phone was like this close to my face. It was like, I was like sweating with every word. But thank you, Luke. Stammen.
You're going to be on our episode in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, coming up, Luke. Buckle up. We're excited to have you. And that's all the reviews we have this week. Thanks to everyone who's been, I noticed a couple of our squirrel friends, they've been posting on Instagram, but not Facebook, of the stickers that I sent out. I still haven't sent Amanda her stickers, but
I'm putting it on
I've
my
got
car.
Most of the stickers out that people have emailed us. I made like a folder for the people who have emailed us about stickers, but I don't know if I got the Twitter or Instagram yet, so I'm going to go ahead and go back to those this week and send some more stickers out.
Yeah, I'm getting my car back tomorrow. I'm going to put it on my bumper. Rubber baby
Ooh,
buggy
nice.
Bumper.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyone who wants a sticker, leave us a 5-star review. We'll send one your way. Oh, show.
Speaking of non-5-star reviews, I've decided that during, like, maybe, like, after we do season 4, we'll have a little special episode. Or maybe after season 5. We'll see when we're emotionally ready to handle it. But I want to have one episode where you and I just read out all of our bad reviews and emails.
Oh, it's good.
And just break them down. Like, get wasted. We'll have
quite a few cocktails, yes.
You guys will love it. Some of them are so funny, and people are aggressively angry at us for literally no reason.
Yeah, it's great.
So, get ready for that.
We've offended a lot of people.
Apparently.
It's great. It comes with the territory for doing a podcast, but it never gets old. It's great.
I know.
All right, so that is all we have for you on this week's episode of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. We'll email you a sticker. You can also follow us on all platforms of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Our Twitter and Instagram handle is SFCH Podcast. And you can also send us an email at, I almost said it.
SFCHpodcast@gmail.com. We haven't gotten one in forever.
We haven't, yeah. We've just got a lot of, like, the link doesn't work, which Amanda hopefully is on, she's on top of it. And we got, like, emails from Sticker Mule, who made our stickers. They're like,
do you need me more?
They're like, like, I know, no. They're like, do you need pins? I'm like, we can't afford that. Come on. Speaking of affording it, hop on over to Patreon, become an official subscriber for the show. You can donate anywhere from $1 to $10 a month, and you could be a guest on the show like Luke Stahman. You can also buy some of our merchandise at cafepress.com/SFCHpodcast, excuse me. Help a bitch out. We can get some pins going on. We could get like a booth at DragCon next year. Yikes. It's going to be awesome. But other than that, that's all we have for you next week. So you said next week is Float Your Boat.
Yeah, I believe
it is. I mean, we didn't look it up. We're just going on the fly here.
I believe that it makes sense because I think Milan lip syncs 3 times in a row, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because Milan is technically like the lip sync assassin of this season, but not really. You know what I mean?
He just always like, goes against somebody worse than him.
Yeah, it's just like he's barely getting by.
Okay, Snatch Game and Float Your Boat.
Yes, it is official. All right, so we'll see you next week. That should be a good episode. That's our first episode we've ever watched. A lot of history there between Amanda and I. It's going to be great. All right, until next time, we will see you then.
And remember.
There's always time for a cocktail.
Bye.